Well, later on this morning, we're going to talk about the latest killing of an unarmed black man. His name was Dante Wright. Dante was killed during a traffic stop by a 26-year veteran officer. Her name is Kim Porter. She's since resigned. She shot Wright while trying to use her taser on him. All right? That's the story. No. She has since resigned, so is a police captain. Yes, Steve?
No, you mean she, since she said she thought.
Right.
Yes. She was using her taser, but it was her gun. Absolutely. Now, you just told me something I didn't know. She's been on the force 26 years?
26 years.
Yes.
Yeah. You don't know the difference between a gun and a taser. I've never took pistol range training. Mm-hmm. And I promise you, I know the difference between a gun and a taser. The taser yellow.
Yes.
Yeah. And the gun is black.
Bright yellow.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Yeah, like neon.
On purpose.
Yeah.
It doesn't, you know, man, I have so much to say on this subject, but...
Go ahead and say it.
But you know, most of us anger.
Yeah. We're outraged. Yeah. We're still
absolutely.
Yes. Yeah, here we go again.
I mean, look, man, and I don't understand how everybody ain't outraged. The only reason you can't be outraged is because it's just not happening to you and yours. Mm-hmm. The only way that this is going to get fixed is if police suffer the same consequences that we would suffer if we committed the same deed.
Yeah, take away their
and call it what it is. If you kill an unarmed person, if you choke an unarmed person, if you kill a person by accident, if you mistakenly identify somebody and kill them, all this gonna get you in jail at minimum for manslaughter.
Right.
But you're gonna do some time.
And Steve,
you can't open up a door and kill somebody and then say, wow, I thought that was my place.
Yeah, my bad.
Amber Geiger in Dallas.
Yeah.
Both of them, John. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You remember, Steve, you were traveling, but this happened just 10 miles from where the Derek Chauvin trial is going on.
That's crazy.
Just 10 miles.
What is this police department doing?
Right.
Either they got some training that.
Well, it's two different areas. Let me tell you, Steve. Brooklyn Center is where the officer who killed Dante Wright. That's a city in Minnesota. It's near Minneapolis. That's the name of the city, Brooklyn Center. Mm-hmm. And then Minneapolis is Derek Chauvin. He was a police officer from Minneapolis. But the same area, your point.
Yeah.
Yes, the same area.
It's still the same. It's still in the same state.
Yeah.
You know,
it's the same area.
But you know what, y'all? I'm tired for all the other black people that's tired.
Yes,
I've been
exhausted,
tired.
Sick of
this. I'm 64. Yes. I've been sick of this mess.
Yes,
sir. I've been sick of it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
I'm so tired of it, and I'm tired of nothing being done about it, and I'm tired of them finding a way to lessen the charges. I was watching the trial on CNN. I saw a clip on the plane, right? And the defense
Derek
put this
Chauvin
guy
trial.
Up on there that was the police officer trial. They put a defense on, had a guy on the trial that says that Chauvin acted within his rights as a police officer. And he went to what he was trained to do. Boy, the prosecutor got up there and ate him alive.
Yes, 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 he should have.
Yeah.
Unnecessary
force.
When a person is in your custody, are you responsible for his health? He said, yes, I am. Are you responsible for the treatment of him? Yes, you are. Are you responsible for any endangerment of that person that's in custody? He said, yes, we are. He said, are you responsible for a person's life at that point? He said, yes, you are. He said, so then that would mean you're in charge, you're responsible for his breathing. Yes. What about if he has no pulse? Are you responsible? He said, yes. He said, I'll rest my case. He went and sat down.
Because
I'm sitting there going, hey, dude, did you understand? You said Derek Chauvin was within his rights, but everything the prosecutor asked you showed that what he was doing was out of bounds.
Yeah.
I don't even see why we're wasting this damn money with this trial.
Why we got another 2 weeks?
I know. Yeah. Everybody saw what happened on tape all across the world. And during the trial, they keep playing it over and over and over. Which is
I can't
hard
watch
to watch.
It
makes it so hard to watch.
And I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not watching. Here's what throws me. in this country, it sounds good. You're innocent until proven guilty. Mm-hmm. But that ain't always the case. No. If you walked into school and you shot the, and your ass is the only one on trial for shooting it, and everybody know it was you that shot the,
we threw.
You are not innocent until proven guilty. Your ass guilty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We know
see,
it.
Some of this stuff we don't need to trial for.
If the we got the videotape shooting in Colorado,
you did it.
Yeah.
The Columbine, you did it.
Yeah.
The little dude with the red hat that killed all them people in the movie theater, you did it. The white boy that went in that black church and killed
in the
all
church,
them people,
yeah.
Dylan,
you did it.
Sandy Hook. I mean, come on. Now.
You did. Yeah. This is not a question about was it you. It was you. But we have this system, and in this reasonable doubt scenario, too many police officers are getting off. And then the amendment that they have, if he's acting in the line of duty, says that he can get away with certain things.
Yeah.
We got to get rid of all of these laws, y'all.
Yeah.
Because until they have to pay like we pay, we the only ones that's going to keep paying.
I
and
know.
It's a damn shame.
Yeah. You remember Jacob Blake in Wisconsin? You remember him? The police officer that shot him, Jacob Blake? He's back at work.
Yeah, he's back at work. He's back at work. I saw that.
At this, in the same city?
Yeah, that paralyzes man.
Mm-hmm.
Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is unbelievable.
Yeah.
What is that?
I get so tired of saying this. You know, going through this every so often. But anyway, all right, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.